This is insane.
I know from my brothers. Where he lives.
This is Gino Korn. It's July 13th, 1981, and I'm with Robert Kidd in his studio. Okay, well, first of all, let's talk about your family, background, and like what kind of setting you grew up in, and was it artistic, you know, were your parents artistic? You and I never talked about that too much. You know?
Not at all.
No, what
which
about that?
Which still makes the day somewhat uncertain. I don't think they even believe that in what I'm doing today. There was no art in the house whatsoever, and still continues now. It's still somewhat upsets me that Mom and Dad don't even have a piece of art in the house. Maybe it's because I haven't given them one. But, my dad was strictly business all the way through. And, I don't have to answer that. What I really ever talked about was Dad's business, which was the manufacture of baking equipment. Although, we never missed theater or ballet or things like that. And, of course, there were always the visits to the art museum, but I guess this is what initially stimulated my own interest. And then life continued. My sister went into music, and my brother went into medicine, and I was sent away to college to primarily study business to take over Dad's business.
Were you artistic as a kid? Did you draw a lot?
I did little menus for the evening meals in the house and decorated the house for Halloween and all that kind of crap, you know, which there was never any mention of whether it was nice or whether it was sissy or whatever, you know, but it was my own way of making my own way.
Mm-hmm.
So after the first 2 years of college, realizing that just was not going to work for me, I thought, well, the only way out of this mess that I felt I was in was to really fail a couple courses, because I would go home weekends and try to convince my parents that it was not the education for me, that there was education there and courses that I would rather be in, but they wouldn't listen. So my grades in accounting and a couple economic classes did begin to slide because I would spend some time in the art building unaccredited and not devote the time that I needed. So then Dad said, well, you ship your work home on the bus and I'll do it for you and ship it back. And this went on for a year in helping me pass those courses. So finally, I went home at the end of my second year and just told them that I would not go back in business administration, no way, that I wanted to be transferred to art. And there was very little argument. I started over then at another university in art.
Which school was that?
Miami University.
Miami. Mm-hmm.
And made the dean's list at the end of the first year, having gone through the common curriculum once again. This was very difficult to wear the beanie and pledge the fraternity again, even though I was accredited member of another university. I did not enjoy the first year then. Sort of humiliation, taking all of these academic courses that all freshmen had to take, knowing that I had already taken them.
What was your major? Was it design?
Mm-hmm. I started writing on design, which fortunately, I think is the mainstay of the credit of my education. Miami University has to this day a fine art department, and I think most of the things that I practice today are attributed to a couple of the excellent professors and a couple of the excellent design courses that I really have there.
Do you remember who some of those people were?
Yeah, Rosamond Benson was one of my design professors, and Orpha Webster was another one of the professors. And to this day, there is still some communication between both. And so I aced through the whole 4 years of Miami and all facets of art there, did very well, and then decided to go on for a master's degree. And fortunately, one of the instructors at Miami at the time happened to be Larry Barker, who was then bidding for the head of the paper